For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Tonight's gala on the WKU campus will include a celebration of the fundraising campaign known as A New Century of Spirit. The final figures for that campaign will be announced tonight, and university officials are excited. Dan Modlin talks with Catherine Costello, the Vice President for Development and Alumni Relations.
Catherine, we're coming to the end of A New Century of Spirits, and you've got a smile on your face.
I do. It's been a very successful end to a pretty historic campaign for the university.
Now, as we mentioned, you're going to be announcing those figures tonight, but talk a little bit about the challenges that you faced during this campaign. This wasn't a particularly good time to be raising money, was it?
It's a very interesting story about the university, Dan, because it has been one of the most challenging economic times. And yet, because of the energy and optimism and dedication people have to the institution and the good ideas, we came through it and have surpassed the goal. That's all I will say right now. So I think it's a great tribute to several things. Gary Ransdell's leadership, because that really is what inspires people to give. Do you have a president you can trust? Do you like what he's doing? A wonderful staff, and they've worked so very hard. Great volunteers and a pretty dedicated alumni population. So put all that together, and somehow we got through the 2008 period of time and came out ahead.
A lot of times during campaigns, we hear references to leadership gifts.
Yes.
Go behind the scenes a little bit and tell us who makes a leadership gift and why do they do it?
There are kind of two sorts of leadership gifts. Some are the ones that step up at the beginning of a campaign when we have what we call the quiet phase. And those tend to be people that we talk to who are going to make the largest gifts possible. So the leadership gifts normally are in the $100,000, several $100,000, or $1 million range. And people who give those kinds of gifts don't give them just because we ask or because we're a good, you know, a nice place. They give because they want to make something good happen, and we show them the way that what they want to do can be done at WKU. For example, Dave Chandler in the chapel, he wanted to do something that really pulled at his heart, that made him feel good about it. And it turned out that the president of the university said, you know, something we really need is a chapel, a place, a quiet place for people to come. That was it. The connection was made. That same $1 million wouldn't have come just because we said, gee, Dave, we really need that money. It had to be something that he cares about, too. So it's finding the nexus between what the donor cares about and what the institution needs and making that fit.
I know another thing that you're very proud of, because I've heard you mention this to the Board of Regents, is that the faculty and staff at the institution have also been quite supportive.
It's an incredible amount of support from the faculty and staff, and the number for the last year, as we looked at the numbers overall, I think more than $7 million out of the annual gifts of last year came from faculty and staff. We're moving toward having a pretty steady 1,000 or more members of the faculty and staff be regular donors. That says something very nice to our outside donors. If we care enough ourselves to support the institution where we work, it's kind of like the good housekeeping seal of approval for others.
And I've heard you say in the past that it's the impact those gifts have that make the effort worthwhile.
Look at what Bill Gatton did, for example. He was not even a WKU graduate. His gift, which helped the Gatton Academy become what it is, it put all the extras in it. It's now the number one elite academic high school in the country. What a return on investment. So that will speak very loud to other people who say, why should I give money there? Well, we can tell you we return your investment.
Anyone wanting more information about how to provide financial support to the institution can contact the Office of Vice President Catherine Costello at area 270-745-6208. The totals for the New Century of Spirit campaign will be announced tonight. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.